Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. We've been discussing raw, unpasteurized honey that is saturated with nutrients offering a diversity of health benefits. Our guest today is Michelle Olson from Olson Pure Honey and Beekeeping Supplies. And Michelle, bees play a very important role in our life and in our society and the economy. Can you explain what some of that is?
Yes, well, actually, bees pollinate 80% of all of our fruits and vegetables. So if it wasn't for the pollinators, those fruits and vegetables would literally just be gone. And we need those for our nutrition. That's how important they are. And the problem is a lot of people are afraid to get stung and so forth. And they also lump all bees together. So they'd be, you know, whether it's a wasp or a bumblebee or a honeybee, they lump them all together. And they're quite different. The honeybees are very important. It's not just because of the honey. In a lot of cases, we do pollination. So we take our bees and we take it to apple orchards. And just to give you an example, we had some bees outside of a greenhouse. They were growing peppers. And they were getting so much growth on their own. But when we put our bees there, it went right down to the floor. Like, it was a humongous change. They will increase your crops by, you know, they're being attacked by a lot of things. So the number one thing is the Varroa destructor, which is a little mite that will go on the back of the bee. And they attack them right from when they're an egg. So they hide underneath the brood cap. That's where we call where the egg is, and they hide under there so the bees don't see them. So when that bee is born, they already got a mite on them. You know, sometimes they don't even survive because they basically suck the life out of them under the brood cap. But in a lot of cases, they survive, but they're weakened. The other thing that they do is they introduce viruses to the bees, and some of them are quite nasty. And one of them is the bees will be born without wings, or their wings will be frozen or paralyzed and so forth. And then they can't do what they're meant to do. Really, that hive is doomed. A feral hive, which is what we call a hive just in nature, will not survive very long on its own. That's why the beekeepers are so important. We're keeping them alive. If it wasn't for us, they'd already be gone. They'd already be gone. That's how scary this is. 2 years ago, it was devastating for a lot of beekeepers. I know some beekeepers that have 3,000 hives and they only have 500 left. A lot of hobbyists lost all their hives. But this year, the bees have bounced back like crazy. Like, it is quite amazing how they have bounced back. And a lot of it is because we have really tried to figure out what happened. What we have realized is that we really have to keep knocking these mites back. In the past, we used to treat for mites in the spring, and we would treat for mites in the fall. But what we have found is in the summertime is when the mites really take off. In late summer and fall, the bees start dropping down because they're going in protective mode for wintertime. But the mites keep growing, then they overtake them. So we have found that we need to treat in the summertime, too. And the problem with this is, we have our honey supers on. We don't want medication going in the honey supers. So there are a few medications that we can use that don't go in the honey supers. We have found now that this doing spring, summer, and fall has really helped. And so this year, the bees really bounced back. They have been growing like crazy. There's been a lot more swarms this year, for instance. Last year, there was no swarms, because the bees were not well. Even the bees that survived, they were very weak. But honestly, anybody that can support a beekeeper, whether by buying their products, putting a pollinator garden in your home, we do have seeds for that. We call it our bee pollinator mix, and we also have Vizalia, which also is number one for the bees like to make honey with. Anything like that, or even native plants. Trees are also good, certain trees like maple trees, apple trees, basswood trees are really good. We have a lot of our bees now near bushes. They're doing fantastic.
We talk about honey and the benefits, and there's still a lot more we can talk about. Tell me about the benefits of pollen.
Pollen also has lots of vitamins and minerals in it, but it also has the capability of helping to reduce allergies. Honey, over a 6 month to a year period of time, can help reduce it as well, because honey does contain some pollen in it. But actual pollen that we get from the bees, and this is just the pollen they take from the flowers and they bring back to their hives that feed their babies, that's what it is. If you take that in a very slow manner, so just taking a quarter teaspoon a day, it gets your body used to the pollen in the area and therefore reducing your allergy symptoms, because your body's now used to it and not reactive to it. It also is really good for your immune system, so it's very immune boosting.
And that's why it has to be local honey as opposed to an imported honey. So I'm going to presume that if it was honey from northern Ontario that was brought into Chatham-Kent, the variety of plants that they're gleaning from is far different than these plants. And isn't it then it's the local honey for the local allergy?
That's correct. So, and that's why you want to make sure you get local. That's going to give you the most benefit.
And pollen is actually more nutritious than the honey itself.
That is correct, yeah. It has a lot of vitamins and minerals in it.
There again, your antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, even proteins, carotenoids, even chlorophyll. I found that was interesting. It even has chlorophyll in the pollen.
Yeah. The reduction of allergies, energy boost, antioxidant, is immune boosting. It's gluten-free, it's sodium-free, it's cholesterol-free. We do say that you should consult a physician prior to use, especially if you're on blood thinners or if you're breastfeeding, because it's not recommended for children under one. So if you're pregnant, you shouldn't take it. If any symptoms occur, we say stop immediately. There are a small amount of people that cannot take it. So, and that's why we say start off slow, just in case you're one of those people. But and all you have to do is just stop immediately. Even children under one shouldn't eat honey either, because their stomachs aren't ready for it yet. But some of the symptoms that you could get if you have a reaction would be like wheezing or asthmatic symptoms, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, weakness. I haven't had this happen to anybody. So this is very rare, but you just have to be aware that it is possible. So, you know, don't go and take this pollen and think you can, oh, if it's got this much benefit, I'm just going to automatically take 2 tablespoons. No, don't do that. You want to do it slowly.
So sneak up on it.
There's a reason why, yeah, there's a reason why we say that, so do it slowly.
So another benefit of honey and pollen, too, is the treatment for insomnia.
Yeah, we actually recommend to our clients, take a tablespoon of honey before you go to bed on an empty stomach. It'll help you sleep. It helps return your gut flora to normal. It's not going to do it overnight, but, you know, if you keep doing this every night, it will help. It helps reduce acid reflux symptoms. And also, it will help clear your skin. I have a hand and body cream. I have honey right in the mixture because it's such a good moisturizer.
So back to the insomnia, the production of tryptophan, which is an amino acid in the body, helps with the production of serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that helps with mood and
yes.
So on.
It helps increase the serotonin.
And even digestion. What is it about honey that helps with digestion?
So what we suggest is that you take 1 or 2 tablespoons every day. You can also consume it by water. So if you wanted to put it like in a tea or something like that, you can also make a paste with honey and cinnamon and apply this to your bread or instead of jelly or jam. And if you're a yogurt fan, you can even add honey to the yogurt. We also suggest you can do a mixture of vinegar and honey for digestion. Of course, this has been popular for many years. You can use apple cider vinegar. So 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon honey to 8 ounces of water and drink it before every meal. And this will help relieve digestive issues, increase your good gut flora. It does also help with H. pylori and it helps control the growth of the bacteria in the stomach. Also, it improves the good bacteria and reduces the bad bacteria.
It creates that neutral alkaline balance that's so necessary in the gut.
And that is based on the honey has enzymes that act as catalysts in the digestive process.
What I like, too, is even though it would be based as a sugar, it's a very healthy sugar. Like if you look on the glycemic index, it's going to be lower than processed sugar. So you're not getting that spike and that crash, are you?
No. So with sugar, you know, you'll get a high and then you'll get a low. And so when you get the low, you know, you feel all draggy and everything. But with honey, you don't. You maintain the same sugar level. So, and it's also better for preventing diabetes as well. Diabetics still have to be careful with taking too much honey. They have to use it in moderation because it still is sugar. It's just natural sugar. But it's how the body metabolizes it that's different.
So it's a good supplement to add to other regimes that you're doing, and it's just a natural way of boosting your immune system and offering support with all those many nutrients that are in raw, unpasteurized.
Absolutely. Yeah. And interesting enough, you know, we eat a lot of honey and pollen. We never got COVID, neither one of us. I mean, how could I not get it? I did not get it. And I swear that a lot of it is because of the honey and pollen and what it does for my body.
Yeah, just the natural immune boosting effect of it.
The immune boosting effect, absolutely. Yeah. Now, I'm not a scientist, and, you know, this is not a quantified study by no means, but I'm just going by what I've seen in my store and the people I've helped and the results that I've gotten.
Michelle, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. It's been a real pleasure to have you here today.
I'm so happy that I was able to be here.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. Our guest today has been Michelle Olson of Olson Pure Honey Beekeeping Supplies. As you heard, local, raw, unpasteurized honey and pollen is saturated with nutrients, making it a natural superfood. In some cases, raw honey can be part of the cure, but when consumed daily as part of your diet, it works as a preventative. To re-listen to this interview or any past interviews on various health topics, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca. And when there, click Interviews for a broad range of health interviews. And visit us at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham and ask us about raw, unpasteurized honey. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.